Anderson Cooper, welcome to the podcast. The prosecution tries to show that George Zimmerman was not in a life or death struggle the night he shot Trayvon Martin. That and the ridiculous. Let's get started. A key day for the prosecution, a day to try and knock down the notion that George Zimmerman fired the shot that killed Trayvon Martin in self-defense during a life and death struggle and not a garden variety brawl. Central to that prosecution effort, refuting Zimmerman's claims that Trayvon Martin repeatedly slammed his head into the sidewalk. Now, in a moment, our own forensic expert weighs in along with our legal panel. But first, Martin Savage has that and some of the day's other big developments in court.
Prosecutors switch from using George Zimmerman's words against him to using his injuries.
Are the injuries to the back of the defendant's head consistent with having been repeatedly slammed into a concrete surface?
No.
Why not? Medical examiner testified that Zimmerman's wounds were not life-threatening and didn't reflect a person whose head had repeatedly been slammed against the ground. A key reason Zimmerman is given for shooting Trayvon Martin.
How would you classify the injuries to the defendant's head?
They were not life-threatening. They were very insignificant. They did not require any sutures to be applied to Mr. Zimmerman. So, as I will refer to them, insignificant injuries.
On cross-examination, defense attorney Mark O'Mara implied Valerie Rao owed her job to the special prosecutor in the Zimmerman case and then walked Rao back from some of her findings.
It's your position that's at least consistent that George Zimmerman may have only received as little as three... Slamming. Three slamming into cement, correct?
I didn't use the word slamming.
I'm sorry, I thought it was your word.
No, I got that from the reenactment.
What word would you use to describe what happened to the head that you say hit cement?
Impact.
So it's your position that there are at least three impacts between that head and cement?
Yes.
Okay.
Concrete.
Earlier, Zimmerman's best friend took the stand. It was Mark Osterman who first convinced Zimmerman to buy a gun. He also housed George and Shelley Zimmerman for a time after the shooting and wrote a book about the case.
You wrote a book in where you quoted what the defendant, George Zimmerman, told you, correct?
Correct.
And do you recall in that book writing, do you have a problem that that's what he said, Trayvon Martin said?
Right. Correct.
In that book, Osterman says Zimmerman said Martin tried to reach for the weapon on his hip, actually touching the gun.
The defendant is claiming that the victim actually grabbed the gun,
That was my understanding, that he grabbed the gun.
But a latent print technician testified she found no trace of Trayvon Martin's prints on the slide of the gun, but conceded rain or other factors could wash prints away.
So that fingerprints may have existed on an item that you would lift a latent from, and there be no latents whatsoever, correct?
That's correct.
Even though the gun's been handled by one, two, or three people?
That's correct.